Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Now is the moment when pundits of all kinds look back, stroke our beards, and reflect on what kind of year it's been. This time, our task seems easy. 2022 was a horror show. War broke out in Ukraine. A sitting president tried to overturn a U.S. election. Inflation ate our lunch. Mass shootings and climate-related disasters were everywhere. But look closer, and you'll see some good news. For instance, most kinds of violent crime in the U.S. were down this year. Congress passed the most significant firearms measure in three decades. 45 states tightened their own gun laws. Congress also passed the country's first comprehensive climate bill with funding for clean energy and other good things. The UN General Assembly declared that access to a healthy and sustainable environment is a universal human right. Rates of leading tropical diseases declined thanks to stronger public health efforts. New vaccines were introduced to fight malaria, dengue fever, cervical cancer. There's also a new drug that slows the advance of Alzheimer's disease. Global deaths from AIDS declined. Child mortality hit its lowest level ever. The percentage of smokers in the world dropped for the first time in decades, with the U.S. leading the way. Inequality declined in America. The poorest 50% of us became relatively richer thanks to pandemic aid and higher wages. As a result, the percentage of American children living in poverty fell by half. The number of stray dogs euthanized in the U.S. hit a record low thanks to animal rescue efforts and a surge in adoptions. Poland welcomed 2 million Ukrainian refugees warmly. Oh, and the U.S. election was not overturned. The alleged perps are now facing justice. Democracy survived. A word of caution here. The idea that human progress is inevitable has been around for centuries and pretty much demolished by decades of war, oppression, sheer pigheadedness. But as we face the uncertainties ahead, it pays to look on the bright side, because that's the only way we'll ever have the strength to make things better. If we try hard enough in 2023, stay focused, build on our successes, it could be a very good year. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.